Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week, I have for you a program made just for Halloween. Coming up this hour, we'll hear some of the spookiest numbers from the Great American Songbook. I have some familiar tunes about spells, ghosts, and witchcraft, sung by Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, and Frank Sinatra. We'll also hear some novelty Halloween songs sung by Lambert Hendrickson Ross and Louis Armstrong. And Mel Torme will bring us an eerie number, often curiously referred to as the Hungarian Suicide Song. It's Witchcraft, Songs for a Haunted Holiday, coming up next on Afterglow.
He's a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charm. I'm in love, and don't I show it? Like a baby in arm. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink since this half-bite irritation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Am I? I couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. I lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it, although the laugh's on me. I'll sing to him each spring, to him, and long for the day when I cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I like sweet 17 a whole lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, bewildered am I. I'm vexed again, perplexed again. Ooh, now I'm oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest, horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. I'll sing to him each spring, to him I long for the day when I cling. Bothered, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. I'm bewitched, bothered. bewildered am I.
Anita O'Day in 1960 with the Rodgers and Hart tune Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. That's from the album Anita O'Day and Billy May Swing Rodgers and Hart for the Verve label. This Rodgers and Hart song came from the musical Pal Joey from 1940. O'Day recorded this same bewitching tune just a few years earlier, also for the Verve label, on the album Anita Sings the Most, alongside the Oscar Peterson Quartet.
I lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree.
Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. Halloween is just around the corner, so this week we're looking at some Halloween-related music, songs about ghosts, witchcraft, and other haunted topics. The Halloween song, per se, wasn't really a thing until the late 1950s, early 1960s, when anyone with a guitar and access to a recording studio seemed to record some spooky novelty song. Now, most of these songs, like The Mummy's Ball, Frankenstein's Den, Ghost Train, and I'm the Wolfman, are lost to history, or your bargain basement Halloween compilation record. But the familiar Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers did become a number one hit in 1962.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
Now, most of the songs we're looking at this hour, however, have only a scant connection to Halloween. But there are a handful of pre-1962 novelty numbers by jazz artists that are fairly Halloween-specific. We'll hear some of those now. First, here's the jazz trio Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross in 1961 with the Dave Lambert novelty song Halloween Spooks on Afterglow.
Children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Along about midnight, the ghost
and banshees get together for a jamboree. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. And some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman, he's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do do wow, 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 wow.
So close all the windows.
Lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why, he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause you clip your top if it will fit.
He likes them little, he likes them big. Caught him in the middle, or wear a wig.
Black or white or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, hip and a clippity-clop.
Why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan, cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop and a clippity-clop. Look out!
We know what we're talking about, believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kind of crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you? Hmm?
Boy, don't you go in there. Come out of there, boy. Don't you know that house is haunted?
There's an old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road, where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manner a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful train. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, all the witches were in stitches, while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomstick. When he tried to do the bumps, you never heard such an ugly laughter, such hilarious groan. When the skeleton in the closet rattled his
A few explicitly spooky songs for Halloween. We just heard Louis Armstrong and the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra with The Skeleton in the Closet from 1936. That came from the Bing Crosby film Pennies from Heaven, Armstrong's very first featured billing in a film, where Armstrong gets some skeletons dancing inside a haunted nightclub by playing this tune. Before that, we heard singer Kay Starr in 1948 with the Gene DePaul and Don Ray song The Headless Horseman. And starting that set, we heard Halloween Spooks, a novelty tune from the jazz vocalese trio Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. This next spooky tune for Halloween comes from Hungarian composer Rezső Seres. The original Hungarian lyrics were about war and despair, and those were later replaced by lyrics, both in Hungarian and English, that talked about lost love and suicide. By the time Billie Holiday recorded the song in 1941, it was known informally as the Hungarian Suicide Song. The dark nature of this song has made it one of the more haunted jazz standards, with alleged reports of suicide linked to the song. This next haunting version I'll play now comes from 1958 on Mel Torme's first album for the Verve label. Here's Mel Torme with the song Gloomy Sunday on Afterglow.
Turning you, would they be angry if I thought of joining you? Gloomy Sunday. I spend it all, my heart and I have decided to end it all. Soon there'll be candles and prayers that are sad, I know. Let them not weep. Let them know that I'm glad to go. Death is no dream, for in death I'm caressing you with the last breath of my soul. I'll be blessing you. Is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by the memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a torch singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with memories that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. The ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. Forget you. I'll never forget you. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
Mel Torme and the Marty Paich Orchestra with The House is Haunted by the Echo of Your Last Goodbye. That's from the 1958 album Torme. And before that, we heard another song that he recorded on the same 1958 session. That was Gloomy Sunday by Rejo Saris and Sam M. Lewis, sometimes referred to as the Hungarian Suicide Song. We're looking at some haunted numbers this hour. And we'll turn now to two tunes from one of the most haunting voices in popular song, Lady Day, Billie Holiday. These next two tunes are not particularly spooky in and of themselves, but they do have the word Ghost in their title, so that's something. First, here's Billie Holiday with I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You on Afterglow.
I need your love so badly. I love you all so madly. But I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I'd found you, but other loves surround you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'll be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'll be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
Ghost of darkness falls, when I've gone to bed, Whitley, come your calls, mournfully, scornfully dead. Folly of love I've strangled, pulsing heart I thought was gone. Give no peace, will not cease, prowling round till dawn. Ghost of yesterday, every night you're here, whispering away. Might have been, might have been, oh my dear, foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday, ghost of yesterday. You're here whispering away. Might have been, oh my dear, foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday.
Billie Holiday with Ghost of Yesterday, a song by Irene Kitchings and Arthur Herzog. That recording was for Vocalion Records in 1940. Before that, Holiday again, this time in 1955 with I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You by Victor Young and Ned Washington. We'll have more songs about ghosts, witches, and other spooky things after a short break. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
One dark and windy day, upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloud he draw.
Give me your hay, give me your hay.
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves was made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at a handful of haunted tunes this hour, songs about ghosts, witches, and other spooky things in honor of Halloween. Coming up, we'll hear some witch tunes, but first, here's a Halloween favorite, originally by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. This is Nina Simone in 1965 with her R&B hit version of I Put a Spell on You on Afterglow.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do 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 You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You're mine.
There's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart. Sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be still, it's you who must belong to me, and thrill my haunted heart. Be still, my haunted heart. Thank you.
to give you a chill. Cause at night when it's still, they say the walls keep talking, spooks keep walking, so the folks in the town pass the legend around. Someone lives underground. That's why the walls keep talking, all right. You hear a scream out of the night.
Somebody turn on the lights.
You wake from your dream.
Let me get out of here.
So filled with pride.
Well, I didn't do nothing.
When you walk down that lane, you can hear it so plain. It'll drive you insane because the walls keep talking, but no one's walking around.
Anita O'Day with the Gene Krupa Orchestra in 1941 performing the spooky Rob Bauer and Teddy Hill song, The Walls Keep Talking. Before that, we heard Joe Stafford in 1950 with Haunted Heart, a song by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz from the musical Inside USA. And starting that set, we heard Nina Simone with the Screamin' Jay Hawkins tune, I Put a Spell on You. Our next haunting tune for Halloween is one of the most mysterious, haunting, and eerie tunes from the jazz canon. It comes from Johnny Mercer and David Raskin, the title song from the 1944 film noir, Laura. It's about a mysterious woman named Laura who may or may not be real. Now, Julie London recorded a memorable version of the tune on her debut album in 1955, as did Frank Sinatra and Billy Eckstein and many others. However, the most haunting version of this tune comes from 1961, the debut album from singer Gene Lee and pianist Rand Blake. Blake's piano part can at times resemble the most expressionist sounds from German 20th century composer Arnold Schoenberg, while Lee's breathy and hazy vocals leave you feeling unsettled. Here now is Gene Lee and Rand Blake with Laura on Afterglow.
Laura is the face in the misty light, footsteps that you never those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to that was Laura, and she's only a dream.
The haunting Johnny Mercer and David Raskin tune, Laura, performed in 1961 by Gene Lee and Rand Blake from their debut album, The Newest Sound Around. I'll close off this haunting Halloween show with two tunes that are more, well, swinging than haunting, but certainly Halloween-related, at least a little. First, here's Frank Sinatra and Billy May with That Old Black Magic on Afterglow.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving the spin that I'm in. Under that old black magic called love.
That strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. That crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. 'Cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle in 1957 with Witchcraft. And before that, we heard Sinatra and Billy May with the Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer tune, That Old Black Magic. But thanks for tuning in to this bewitching and haunting edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. You can see a playlist for this and other Afterglow programs on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, saying Happy Halloween, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.